Few days that Toronto has experienced the one of the most severe power outage in the city.
我们知道在过去的一周里面，多伦多市有个很大的全市的停电。
At the beginning, there was about 260,000 units without power.
我们知道说有大概有260,000户人口没有电。
Even now, this evening, when we are sitting here enjoying the light.And the furnace and the heat, there's still about 1,100, even 1,000 units still haven't got power.
就算现在我们在这里聚会都有热气、有电灯，但是我们知道外面还有很多人，他们还是没有电。
So we know without electricity, we'll be living in darkness.
我们只要说如果没有电的话，我们就要生活在黑暗当中。
And this is very inconvenient.
那这个对我们来说是非常的不方便的。
But what bring light actually is not only electricity.
那什么东西是会发光呢？不仅仅是电会发光，
带来光，
会带来光呢？
The main point actually is about your eyes.
我们这里讲到重点，我们要讲到的是我们的眼睛。
If your eyes are not good, even though there's electricity, you cannot see anything.
如果我们的眼睛不好的话，就算有光，我们也看不见东西。
If you are blind, even though there's noon outside, it's so bright, you see nothing.
如果我们是瞎眼的话，外面就算是正午，太阳在我们头顶上，我们也什么都看不见。
So the light is very important, but the ability to respond or receive the light is even the same important.
光固然很重要，但是我们这个人。看到光的这个能力也是非常的重要的。
That's why Jesus said, "Our eyes are the body's lamp."
所以主耶稣这里就告诉我们说，我们的眼睛是身上的灯。
So what kind of eyes, Lord Jesus was mentioning?
那主耶稣这里讲的眼睛是指的什么呢
？It's not physically this pair of eyes that we are having.
这个眼睛并不是单单指我们肉体上的这个眼睛。
But rather, Lord Jesus was talking about another pairs of eyes which are even more important.
主耶稣这里是讲到更重要的一个层面，这个眼睛所指的另外一个层面。
It's our spiritual ability to see the light.
这个眼睛就是指我们属灵的眼光。
If you have no spiritual ability to see spiritual light, then spiritually you are blind.
如果我们没有属灵的眼光来看属灵的东西，那我们属灵上来讲就是瞎眼的。
So Jesus said, if your eyes are dim, then your whole body is in darkness.
所以主耶稣又讲说，如果你眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗了。
So if you are dark inside, how great is the darkness?
如果我们里面的光是黑暗的，那黑暗是何等的大呢
？So why do we need to believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
今天我们为什么要相信主耶稣基督
？Because when we believe in Jesus, Jesus wants to open our eyes.
因为当我们信了主耶稣之后我们主耶稣他就会睁开我们的眼睛。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
我们看一下路加福音的第四章第十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
路加福音书第四章第十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
路加福音书第四章第十八节。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，那叫那受压制的得自由。
Here tell us the mission of Lord Jesus Christ when he came to this world.
这里告诉我们说主耶稣来这世上的目的。
He preached to the poor.
他向穷人传福音。
He released the bound.
他叫被掳的得释放。
And then he opened the blind.
然后他叫瞎眼的得看见。
So after we believe in Christ.
当我们信主之后
It's very important to check ourselves, see whether our eyes has already been opened.
我们要非常注意到说，我们要注意到说，我们要检查到说，我们的眼睛是不是有被睁开的。
You know, with this pair of physical eyes, every year actually we need to see the optometrist to have a checkup.
我们知道说，在这世界上，可能我们每年都会去医院去看一下我们的眼睛。
Especially children, the government give the children every year have one time the free eye checkup.Eye examination.
尤其对小孩子他们每年政府都会给他们一些补助，让他们可以去检查他们的眼睛。
And spiritually, we have to check our eyesight.
所以在属灵上，我们也要同样的来检查我们的眼睛。
Because if you already believe in Jesus, but your spiritual eyesight is still very weak, then we are not receiving the blessing that we should be.
当我们信主之后，如果我们的属灵的眼光还是昏暗的，那我们就要重新的思考一下。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看一下以弗所书的第一章。
Verse 18. Verse 17 and 18.
17到18节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 18.
以弗所书的第一章17到18节。第十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。
Verse 18.
第十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Here the Bible tells us that we have to strive to know Christ truly.
这里告诉我们说，我们要努力来更认识神。
Some people believe in Christ, they only know the grace of Christ.
很多人当他们信主之后，他们只知道
important.
他们要祷告，然后神就会来帮助我。
But this is all they know.
但他们知道的只有这些。
But this is what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to know only.
但这并不是主耶稣想我们只有想要我们知道的东西。
Jesus wants us to truly know Him.
主耶稣想要我们真正的能够认识他。
When you feel the Spirit of God,
当我们被神的灵充满的时候
，Verse 18, Bible tells us, go open your eyes in your heart.
第十八节告诉我们说神就会照明我们心中的眼睛。
So following, there are three points. How do we open the eyes?
接下来就有三点讲说我们要怎样才能够照明我们的眼睛。
When your eyes open, what will you see?
当我们心中的眼睛被打开的时候，我们会看见什么呢
？First, here to tell us, and then your eyes is open, you know what kind of hope of His gracious calling.
第一就是我们就会知道他的恩召是有何等的指望。
Some people believe in Christ. You ask them why.
有些人信主之后，然后我们问他说为什么要信主呢
？They cannot tell you the reason.
那他却不能够给出一个答案。
They may say that, oh, I come to church because Saturday I have nowhere to go.
他们可能回答你说，他们星期六来教会是因为他们没有别的地方可以去。
When I come to church, yeah, find friends here.
我们可能来到教会，我们会可以找到一些新的朋友。
Some say, oh, when I have the church work, I feel good.
有些人说，当我做教会的工作的时候，我会觉得很高兴。
I like to come to this church because this church used me.
我喜欢来到这个教会，因为这个教会会用我。
I feel good here.
那我感觉非常的棒。
Some say because I have good friend here.
那有些人来教会是因为他们在教会里有很好的朋友。
Some say because my parents come here, so I have to come here.
有些人会回答说，因为我的父母来这个教会，所以我也来到这个教会。
If all our reasons of coming to church to worship God is this life,
但是如果我们来到这个教会的原因，只是因为这属世上的这些东西的话
，For example, I want God to bless me.
可能是我们想要神来祝福我。
You find a good job.
可能想要神给我一个好的工作。
A business.
或好的生意。
Or health.
或者健康。
Then we don't really know God.
如果是因为这样的话，那我们其实并不是认识神的。
If our reason of coming to worship God is because of these things,
如果我们来这里敬拜神是因为这些东西的话
，Then one day, sooner or later, we may not come anymore.
那迟早会有一天，我们就不会再来这个教会。
Why?
为什么呢
Because maybe you ask for these things after you have it, then why you need to come anymore?
因为可能当你求这个事，向神求这个事情，你得到了，那你可能就没有理由再来这个教会。
Because you think you don't need him.
因为你可能觉得你并不再需要神了。
Just like when do you see a family doctor?
就像我们什么时候会去看家庭医生呢
？You only see him when you're sick.
你只会去找家庭医生当你生病的时候。
When you're healthy, you won't think about him.
当你是健康的话，你并不会去想到你的家庭医生。
So you think ask about things. One day you may think that I don't need God anyway.
所以如果我们一直向神要东西的话，有一天我们会觉得神，我们并不需要神了。
Then why do I come back to him?
那我为什么要回来找神呢
？Or you may think that I asking for the things he does not want to give me.
或者你可能觉得我向神求了某样东西，但神并不愿意给我。
Then why do I have to come back?
那我为什么要来到这呢
？For example, you ask for health, but after you believe in Christ, you become sick.
也许当你向神求健康，但你信主之后，你却生病了。
You ask God to bless your business, but after you believe in Christ, you get bankrupt.
当你求神来祝福你的生意，但你的生意却倒闭了。
Then why do you come anymore?
那你可能觉得就没有理由再来这个教会了。
Because we don't know what to put our hope on.
因为我们不知道把我们的指望放在哪里。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 39.
我们看一下诗篇的第三十九篇。
Psalm chapter 39, verse 5.
诗篇三十九篇的第五节。
Psalm 39, verse 5 and 6.
诗篇三十九篇的第五到第六节。第五节，你使我的年日展如手展，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人聚稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。第六节，世人行动实际幻影，他们忙乱真是枉然。积蓄财宝，不知将来有谁收取。
Here the Bible is very clear describing about what human beings are doing all their life.
这里圣经非常的记载说，人在一生当中到底在忙碌些什么。
Basically, human, there's one motivation keep us all going on.
基本上来讲，人们都有想要一个东西，让我们每天的这么忙碌。
In one term, simple term is money.
用很简单的一个词来讲，那就是钱财。
Everybody is busy for money.
每个人都为钱而忙碌。
And after you got enough money,
当我们攒够了钱的时候
，you think about your children, you have to save up some money for them.
我们可能会想说，我们要更多的钱来为我们的儿子们做准备。
But actually, nowadays, life is very difficult.
但实际上我们知道说现在生活都是非常的累。
So many people are struggling for life.
很多人为生活而挣扎。
So they have not much hope.
所以他们并没有很多的盼望。
They just think about, oh, every day just get by, that's what they want.
他们只想每天过一天算一天。
You ask them hope, they cannot tell you much.
当我们跟他讲盼望的时候，他们并没有什么可以盼望的。
But when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当我们信主耶稣之后，
our hope is on heaven.
我们的盼望是在天上。
For those of you who lose power for the past few days,
我们当中都过去几天都停电。
If you experience power outage in your house,
如果你家里这几天有停电的话，
you're sitting in your house,
你住在家里，
cold,
很冷，
dark,
很暗，
maybe even hungry.
或许很饿。
What are you waiting? What are you waiting for?
那你是在等什么呢？
Of course, you're waiting for the light to come back.
你可能会等这个电，又回来。
Because when the electricity come back, everything will change.
因为当这个电回来的时候，那所有的事都会改变。
You will not suffer anymore.
你就不会再受苦了。
Now the Bible look at our life just like a suffering.
圣经描述说我们的人生就是受苦的人生。
Paul, he didn't know Christ before.
保罗他之前并不认识主耶稣基督。
So he didn't have much hope.
他之前是没有盼望的。
He only know about Judaism.
他只信奉犹太教。
Only know about the law of Moses.
他只知道摩西的律法。
He's not very clear about salvation.
他对救恩并不是非常的熟悉。
But after he know Christ.
只是他那认识基督之后。
His eyes were open.
他的眼睛睁开了。
And he know about, start to know about Jesus.
然后他就认识了主耶稣。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
我们看一下使徒行传。
Book of Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传的第二十二章。
At that time, he recalled how the Lord Jesus chose him.
在这里记载主耶稣怎样的拣选保罗。
22 verse 6.
第二十二章的第六节。第六节，我将到大马士革正走的时候，约在晌午，突然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
Verse 7.
第七节，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Verse 8.
第八节，我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Verse 9.
第九节，与我同行的人看见那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。
Verse 10.
第十节，我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马士革去，在那里要将所派你所做的一切事告诉你。
Paul was called Saul before.
保罗原来叫做扫罗。
His physical eye was very good.
他眼睛肉体上的眼睛是非常的好的。
But his spiritual eye are blind.
但是他属灵的眼睛却是瞎的。
Why do we say his eye was blind?
为什么我们说他属灵的眼睛是瞎的呢？
Because he looked at Jesus, he didn't know Jesus.
因为当看见主耶稣的时候，他却不认识主耶稣。
He was thinking Jesus is a person making trouble of Judaism.
他觉得主耶稣是个捣乱，是个混乱犹太教的一个人。
You look at Jesus, he's an educated person.
他 开头看主耶稣是个不没有受过教育的人。
And so many people believe in him.
但是却有很多人来相信主耶稣。
Saul thinking that they all wrong the wrong direction.
那扫罗以为他们所有那些跟从主耶稣的人跟错了人。
So he wanted to persecute Christians.
所以扫罗他要逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
He was very zealous, but his eye was blind.
他虽然非常的热心，但是他的属灵的眼睛却是瞎的。
Because he didn't know who Jesus is.
因为他并不真正的认识主耶稣。
Because he didn't know who Jesus is.
因为他不认识主耶稣。
He really didn't know what he should be doing.
他就不知道他要做什么。
So until the light come.
只等到那光照在他身上。
Blind his physical eyes.
他的肉体上的眼睛瞎掉了。
And then suddenly he hear the voice.
突然间他听到了一个响声。
He said, Saul, Saul.
响声对他说，扫罗，扫罗。
Who are you?
你是谁？
I am the one you persecute. Jesus of Nazareth.
主耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
What shall I do?
那之后，扫罗就回答说：“那我要做什么呢？”
So this is two very important questions.
所以这是两个非常重要的问题。
Who is Jesus?
主耶稣是谁
？And then what shall you be doing?
那你要做什么
？If you don't know these two answers, then your whole life is like working in darkness.
如果我们不知道怎么回答这两个问题，那我们这一生就要走在黑暗里。
Visited a member's son.
最近我访问了一个我们信徒的儿子的家。
Her son actually was baptized when he was a teenager.
那这信徒的儿子在他青少年的时候，他曾经受过洗。
When he was about 12 years old.
在那时候，他受洗是差不多12岁的时候。
But they live in a place that's no TJC.
就是他们住在一个没有教会的地区。
And after a long time, he did not receive any religious education or any training or any...Seminar.
所以在很长的一段时间里，那个信徒的儿子他并没有受到任何的宗教教育的课程。
So actually, his faith, even though he was baptized, but even though now he's grown up, but his faith is still zero.
所以就算他现在长大了，就成人了，但是他的信仰还是接近于零。
He's a very talented young man.
这个年轻人他非常的聪明。
He's very smart.
他非常非常的聪明。
Attend very good school.
他都去最好的学校。
Have a very good job in the society.
一个在社会上一个非常好的工作。
But in his heart, he didn't know who Jesus is.
但是在他的心里，他却不认识主耶稣。
On the surface, his life is very smooth and successful.
所以在表面上，他的整个人生好像是非常的顺利。
But oftentimes he told his mom.
但是他经常的这样对他的母亲讲。
I don't know what is the meaning of life.
他会说我不知道这人生有什么意义。
Everything that's happening doesn't carry much meaning.
每件事就这样发生了，也不知道有什么意思。
Her mom is very worried about him.
那他的母亲就非常的担心他的儿子。
Why my son is not believing in Jesus?
为什么觉得说为什么他儿子不信主耶稣
？Because he didn't believe in Jesus.
因为他并不相信主耶稣。
He didn't see the meaning of life.
他看不到人生的意义。
That is exactly happening to many, many people in this world.
那在这当今世界上，很多人都有同样的感受。
You ask them what is the meaning of life.
当我们问他人生有什么意义的时候
，They cannot tell you.
他们不能回答你。
You ask them what is the meaning of Boxing Day. They know, oh, get a good deal, save money, buy things.
当我们问他这个 Boxing Day 是什么意思，他们会说就是省钱花钱的买东西的。
You ask them what are you waiting next year? I said, I'm waiting for my holiday next year again.
但我们问他你明年期待些什么呢，他们会可能会像说他很期待明年的放假。
I'm waiting for my retirement.
他可能回答你说他在等什么时候退休。
Waiting one day I don't lack any money.
在等说有一天可以赚到很多钱。
But when they have everything, you ask them again what is the meaning, they cannot tell you.
但是当他们得到了这些所有的东西，你再问他你人生的意义是什么，他们
就回答不出来。But we are the children of God now.
所以今天我们作为神的儿女
，Do you have the answer？
我们有没有答案呢
？Is your eyes already open？
我们的眼睛是否已经睁开了呢
？Do you really see the glorious grace of His calling？
我们是不是真正看见了神呼召的恩召呢
？Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看回来以弗所书的第一章
，verse 18，
第十八节。
The second point that we shall see.
那第二点我们要看见的是
is that among the saints, what kind of inheritance that we have?
就是在圣徒中得着的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Here tells us the inheritance and the glorious riches of the inheritance.
这里讲到基业，也讲到丰盛的荣耀。
What kind of inheritance your parents can leave to you?
我们的父母能够留给我们怎样的基业呢？
I think we are all very normal people here. Not many of us, your parents are super, super rich.
我想我们在座的都是一些很普通的一些人民，我们父母并不是非常非常的有钱。
Even our friends are very middle class. We are just very normal people.
那我们的朋友也可能都只是一些很中产的阶级的朋友。
Because our class, our friends, our circle is just like this.
因为我们的朋友圈可能就那么的大。
But do you know in the society there are some small group of people they are super rich?
但是我们知道说在社会上有那么一小堆的人他们是超级富有的。
Their parents, if they just give them one house, two house, or the stock, give them something, they cannot even finish spending in their whole life.
那可能这个父母只要给他们买一两个房子或者给他一些钱他们的儿女可能一辈子也花不完。
In Vancouver where I came from, I always see some young people driving Lamborghini, you know, Ferrari everywhere, driving around showing off.
我是从温哥华过来的，我看见那边的人他们那边青年都是开那些跑车。
Not in our church of course, but outside in Richmond and everywhere.
当然不是我们的教会，但是我在路上都会看见那些。
You think that, wow, their parents must be very rich.
当我们看到那些的时候，我们可能想说，他们的父母肯定是非常的有钱。
But those inheritance are just money.
这是那些基业，那只是钱而已。
It's not really glorious.
这并不是那么的荣耀。
Because those kind of things often spoil people.
那些人只会宠坏人而已。
Makes young people proud.
只会使年轻人骄傲。
Or make them don't want to work.
使那些年轻人不想要工作。
So those kind of material inheritance not necessary to be glorious.
所以那些物质的那些基业并不是那么的荣耀。
The inheritance that Lord Jesus Christ want to give us.
那神要给我们基业
is glorious, more glorious than the world can offer you.
是比这世界上这些所有的东西更荣耀的。
He want to offer you His kingdom.
神要把他的国赏赐给我们。
Of course, that means in the future we go to heavenly kingdom.
当然，这代表说我们以后会去天国。
We think about this, we are so happy.
当我们想到这些时候，我们就非常的高兴。
That's why in Christian, in our church funeral, we don't feel too sad.
所以在我们教会，当我们有丧礼的时候，我们并不是那么的悲伤。
But if you attend the people who doesn't have faith, their funeral is very sad.
但是如果你去那些不信神的葬礼上，你会看见他们每个人都非常的悲伤。
But if we have faith,
但是如果我们有信心，
we won't feel too sad in funeral.
我们在葬礼上就不会那样的难过。
I still remember the day before my father's funeral.
我还记得在我父亲葬礼的前一个晚上。
Our whole family were together.
那我们所有的家里的人都聚在一起。
My father passed away after like a half a year or 6 months cancer. Very quickly he passed away.
我的父亲在六个月的癌症之后就死去了。
But God has guided him.
但是神都一路的带领他。
He didn't suffer much.
他并没有受到很大的痛苦。
When he passed away, he's very peaceful.
当他过世的时候，他是非常的平安的去世的。
Do you remember the day before the funeral?
我还记得在丧礼的前一个晚
上。Our family are together.
我所有的人都坐在一起。
Our family, my mom, my brothers, we are all very peaceful.
那我的妈妈我的弟弟们他们都非常的平安。
We've missed our dad, but we do not feel hopeless.
虽然我们非常想念我的父亲，但我们并不是那样的没有指望。
Because my father is saved.
因为我的父亲他是得救的。
He was baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
他是奉主耶稣圣名受过洗的。
He is the Holy Spirit.
他有圣灵的。
So we're so sure that we'll see him once again.
所以我们非常的确定说我们有一天会再次见到他。
In the heavenly kingdom.
在神的国里面。
This is what Lord Jesus Christ gives every one of us.
所以这就是神他赏赐给我们所有每一个人的。
But his kingdom is not only about future. After you die, you go to heaven.
但是神要给我们并不是当我们死后要得到的那个天国而已。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们看一下罗马书。
The book of Romans, chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 14, sorry, chapter 14, verse 17.
对不起，罗马书的第十四章的第十七节。
Romans 14:17.
罗马书的第十四章第十七节。 因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
Here is the kingdom of God.
这里描述的就是神的国。
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国是什么呢？
Here mentioned about three points.
这里讲到三点。
Kingdom of God is very important.
神的国是非常的重要的。
When Jesus came to preach, the first thing to talk about is repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
当神在这世上，
主耶稣，
当主耶稣第一次在这世上传道的时候，他讲到的第一句话就是，天国近了，你们应该悔改。
When John the Baptist first preached the first sentence, he said, "Repent, kingdom of God is near."
当施洗约翰传道的时候，他也是说，神的国已经近了，你们要悔改。
So what is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven?
所以神的国是什么呢？
Here tell us.
这里告诉我们。
It's about righteousness.
是在乎公义。
Peace.
和平。
And joy in the Spirit.
并圣灵中的喜乐。
This is the kingdom of God.
这就是神的国。
Kingdom of God doesn't only mean the future. We go to the kingdom of heaven.
神的国并不是只是指我们以后要去的那个神的国。
Even now, God can give you the kingdom of God.
就像现在我们同样的可以得到这个神的国。
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国是什么呢？
Righteousness.
是公义。
If you're walking in the righteousness.
如果我们走在神的公义上面。
If you do the thing which is right in God's eyes,
如果我们做和神眼在神眼中看为正的事，
you are in the kingdom of God.
那我们就是在神的国里面。
No matter other people are doing,
我们不管别人做什么，
but we do what is right in God's eyes.
就是我们要行神眼中看为正的事。
You are in the kingdom of God.
那我们就活在神的国当中。
And if you do what is right,
那如果我们作为看做公义的事，
Here talks about peace.
这里有讲到说和平。
Oh, your heart will be so peaceful.
我们的心就会有和平。
No, even though it's thunder outside.
可能外面会打雷。
Or even very dark outside.
可能外面非常的暗。
Or people knocking at your door during the night.
或者半夜三更有人来敲门。
Or you go to a place very dangerous.
我们可能去一个很危险的地方。
But you know you're doing the things right in God's eyes.
但是如果我们知道说我们是行神眼中看为正的事的话。
Your heart is so peaceful.
我们的心就会非常的平静。
Anywhere you can sleep.
我们可以睡在任何的地方。
You don't afraid.
我们并不会感到害怕。
Because kingdom of God is in you with your heart.
因为神的国在我们的心里。
And then you have the joy of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们也会有圣灵中的喜乐。
You know, last week, the young children, they are all in the church.
上一周一些教会的小孩子们都在教会里面。
The spiritual convocation.
我们有这个灵恩会。
But other Saturday night, Sunday morning, we wake up, there's no electricity.
但是在星期天的早上起来，我们发现说并没有电了。
Actually, in the middle of the night, already feel it because already cold in the church.
就像在前天晚上，我们可能已经就感觉到没有电，因为教会非常的冷。
In the morning, it was dark in the church.
然后早上起来，发现说教会非常的暗。
But we did thank God.
但是真的感谢神。
Inside the house of God, all the children are very joyful.
但是感谢神，在教会里面所有的小孩都非常的喜乐。
Because they experience this is the house of God.
因为他们感受到说这是神的家。
All the counselor, all the youth, they love them and take care of the young children.
所有的辅导员他们都很爱那些小孩子，都在帮助他们。
Brother, sister, come to assist.
有兄弟姐妹们也都来教会来帮忙我们。
Afterwards, they were transferred to different places to accommodation.
之后他们都小孩子们都送到一些信徒的家里。
When they go to different houses for that few days,
当他们去到我们一些信徒的家里的时候
what did they do?
他们做什么呢？
They sing him.
他们唱诗。
They praise God.
他们赞美神。
They pray together.
他们一起来祷告。
They have class.
他们有来一起上课。
They go to visitation.
他们去访问。
They're so joyful.
他们非常的喜乐。
The lights stopped, but didn't stop their heart from having joy.
虽然没有了灯，但是他们的心里还是充满了喜乐。
So this is the Holy Spirit, the joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵中的喜乐。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, our eyes should be open.
所以当我们信了主耶稣之后，我们的眼睛要打开。
This is what the Lord Jesus Christ is giving you.
这个因为这个就是主耶稣基督要给我们的。
Do you have the kingdom of God in your heart?
我们的心中有没有神的国呢？
Do you have the kingdom of God in your family?
我们有没有神的国在我们的家里面呢？
If you have it.
如果我们有的话
You're so blessed.
那我们就是蒙祝福的。
Let's turn back to the book of Ephesians.
我们看回来以弗所书
Chapter 1
第一章
Let's read verse 18 once again.
我们再读第十八节再读一次十八节并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣徒中 得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 19,
19节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
The third point is, after your eyes is open, you see how much power, mighty power of God to those who believe.
第三点就是讲到说，当我们信了神之后，我们就能看见神所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Who can see the power of God?
谁能够看见神的能力呢？
For those who believe shall see the power of God.
那些信神的人就会看到神的能力。
That means if you don't believe,
这就代表说，如果你不信的话，
you don't see the power of God.
你就看不见神的能力。
Because so many people say, where is God? Show me, I don't feel anything.
有些人可能会说，神在哪里呢？显给我们看吧。
I don't feel anything about God. Why you guys talk about God? God.
我没有察觉到神，为什么你们一直在讲神呢？
Of course you don't feel it because you don't believe it.
你没有感觉到神，是因为你并不相信神。
Here, Bible tells us, if you have faith on him,
这里告诉我们说，如果我们对神有信心的话，
you will see what kind of mighty power that God is showing to those who believe him.
我们就能够看见神向那些所信的人所显的何等浩大的能力。
Really, our God is a God of power.
我们的神真的是个很有能力的神。
What kind of power God has?
那我们的神有怎样的能力呢？
Of course, he is the one who created heaven and earth.
当然，首先他是一个创造这宇宙天地万物的神。
If he want, of course, he can shake mountain, he can dry the sea, he can divide the sea.
如果神想要的话，他可以震撼这个山，也可以填满这个海。
But the real power of God is not only about the nature.
但是神的能力并不只是局限于这个自然界的能力。
The real power of God is about changing the heart.
神的真正的能力是在乎他能够改变一个人的心。
Look at our church. Many of my brothers and sisters, they were changed by God.
如果我们看看我们的教会，我们可以看到我们许多的信徒的心曾经都被主耶稣改变过。
Some were very proud before.
有些人他之前可能非常的骄傲。
But God humbled them.
就是神能够使他们变为谦卑。
Help them to become a humble person.
他们就变成了一个非常谦卑的人。
Some before they believe in Christ.
有些在他们信神之前。
Their heart has so much bitterness and anger.
他们心中有很多的很苦，很多的很多的怒气。
I know of a brother.
我知道一个弟兄。
Before he believed in Jesus Christ,
就是他信主之前。
His heart was full of bitterness.
他的心是非常的苦的。
He full of anger.
他非常的很多的怒气。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when he was young, his father did not love him.
因为这个弟兄在他年轻的时候，他的父亲并不是很爱他。
He didn't know how to love because he was never truly loved.
他不知道怎样去爱别人，因为当他小的时候，他没有被爱过。
His father always disciplined him physically, abused him.
他的父亲总是打他。
Scolded him using bad words.
然后用很严厉的话语责骂他。
So he didn't feel love. He never feel love.
所以他从来没有感觉到什么是爱。
So even he got married.
所以就算他结婚了之后。
He didn't know how to love his wife.
他并不知道怎样来爱他的妻子。
He didn't know how to love his children.
他也不知道怎样爱他的孩子们。
So the family is very tense.
所以他家庭的关系就不是很和谐。
The marriage is not working well.
然后，所以婚姻就不是很和谐。
Even the son hate him so much.
那他的儿子也很讨厌他。
Nothing worked for him.
然后他什么都不顺利。
But his wife come to our church.
之后他的妻子来到我们的教会，
believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
信了神之后，
and then invite him to come over.
然后就请这位兄弟弟兄来到我们的教会。
In the beginning, he didn't want to come.
在开头的时候，这个弟兄并不想来这个教会。
Just want to sit outside.
他只想坐在外面。
But later, he just slowly joined in the service.
只是慢慢的他会来参加聚会。
Wow, God's power started to work in his heart through the word.
神的能力就开始显现出来了。
He started to change.
这个弟兄就开始改变。
He started to humble himself.
他开始慢慢的谦虚。
Even when he prayed, he started to shed tears.
等他祷告的时候，他甚至会流泪。
Wow, he was baptized.
之后他受洗。
And then God really changed his character.
那神真正改变了这个人的个性。
Become humble and gentle.
他变得非常的温柔。
He told me in the past he had a feel of anger.
他告诉我说，他之前他心里都是充满仇恨。
Bitterness.
非常的苦。
He could not forgive his father before.
他无法原谅他的父亲。
And he cannot forgive himself.
他也无法原谅自己。
He don't know how to love.
他也不知道怎样去爱别人。
But Jesus changed everything.
但是主耶稣改变了他所有的东西。
He's now, his heart is full of brightness. brightness.
他现在的心中充满了亮光。
Full of love of Lord Jesus Christ.
充满了神的爱。
His relationship with his wife has improved.
他与妻子的关系也慢慢的改善。
Relationship with his son also improved.
与他孩子们的关系也慢慢变好了。
I called him yesterday.
我昨天晚上打电话给他。
Hey, brother, how are you doing recently?
我问他最近怎么样。
He said, oh, really, thank God.
他说真的感谢神。
Well, things are good.
所有的事都很好。
I asked him, how about you with your wife?
我就问那你的妻子怎么样。
He said, very good now.
他说他也很好。
My family now is getting better.
他说我现在的家里一切都很好。
It's because of Jesus.
那是因为主耶稣。
Nowadays, nobody can fix other people's problem.
现在我们知道说，没有一个人可以改变别人。
No one can change others because we cannot even change ourselves.
我们不能改变别人，因为我们甚至连自己也改变不了。
But God has power.
但是我们的神他是蛮有能力的。
If you have faith on Him,
如果我们对他有信心，
you know what kind of power that He shows those who love Him.
那我们就可以看见他对向他所爱的人所展现的能力。
If you have faith,
如果我们有信心的话。
Last week I was in Northeast. I was sharing this Bible verse.
上个星期我在东北区就分享了这个章节。
And then after the service,
那在聚会完之后，
there was one sister come to me.
那有个姐妹来。
She said, "Really, God really has power if you believe in Him."
她来对我说，是真的。如果我们对神有信心的话，神就会彰显他的能力。
I said, "What do you experience?"
那我就问那你的经验是什么呢？
She told me.
那她就说
，A few months ago, she had a car accident.
她说，前几个月她有一次车祸。
When she was driving, she's not paying attention.
他开车的时候他并没有很在乎。
She was texting messages.
他在那里发短信。
So she's not totally careful, so she hit the person, the car in front of him.
所以因为他的不小心，他碰到了车前面的一辆车。
And of course, caused some damage. There's no injury, but caused some damage.
当然并没有人受伤，但是车是有受伤的。
And then the police come, of course, give you a big ticket.
当然警察就来了，给了他一个很大的一个罚单。
Careless driving.
他不小心驾驶。
And then the ticket is more than $500.
那个罚单罚款超过500块钱。
She's really, really think it's too much.
所以他觉得哇，这是很大的一笔罚单。
But she doesn't know what to do.
所以他也不知道要怎么做。
Of course, she didn't want to pay.
当然他不想付这笔钱。
And she knows this is her mistake.
那当然，同时他也知道说这是他犯的错。
She thinks that okay, maybe I should go to the court, see whether she can appeal or kind of negotiate a little bit.
所以他就想说，他可能要去上下法庭，可以调解一下。
So last week on Monday, she was supposed to go to court.
所以上个星期一，轮到他要上法庭了。
But guess what happened?
让我们猜猜看发生了什么事。
In the morning, when she before she go to court.
在早上当他去这个法院的时候
，Her car stalled in the road.
那他车在路中间停了下来。
What happened to the car?
那车怎么了呢
？Because there's no gasoline.
那个车没有油了。
But guess what happened?
那发现
The place that when she stalled is just a few blocks away from the court.
他其实那时候距离那个法院只有一小段的距离的。
So she can walk to the court.
所以他就走路到去那个法院。
If it's too far, then she cannot even walk.
如果距离那个法院太远的话，他就无法走路。
She had no show to the court, there will be trouble.
他如果在法院上没有出现的话，那他就很麻烦。
And then she walked to the court.
所以之后他就走去那个法院。
While the husband is staying with the car and try to get some gasoline.
那他的丈夫就留在车里面。
And then when she go to the court.
所以当他到了法院之后。
There's the police or the witness or the other side, nobody show up.
那对方那些警察还有目击证人没有一个人出现。
哇 ，and the judge told her, "You can just go home."
所以那个法官就告诉他哦，你可以回家了。
She didn't know understand what does it mean go home now. I haven't paid a ticket. I haven't negotiated.
所以他并不那时候并不明白这什么意思。他钱还没这个罚单还没付。
Because at least she think that maybe just negotiate a discount, right?
他可能想说可以打下折扣。
But the judge told him, "Just go home."
这是他法官就跟他说，哦，你就回家吧。
She asked other people, "What does it mean?"
他就去问别人说, 哎, 这是什么意思?
Another lawyer, another person tell her, go home, me, go home, no need to pay, there are no show, cancel the ticket totally.
一个律师就告诉他说, 叫你回家的意思就是说你并不需要再付这笔罚单了。
Wow, she really experienced that God mercy.
所以他就真正的感受到了神的怜悯。
Yeah, even though she didn't expect this to happen.
虽然他并没有期待事情会这样的发生。
And she knew it was a mistake.
他知道说这是他犯的错。
But sometimes God let us experience His special grace even more on our daily life.
但是有时候神会借着这样的机会让我们感受到他的慈爱。
If you have faith in God,
如果我们对神有信心的话,
everything you trust in Him,
那我们就会在所有的事上信靠他。
In big things or small things, you experience His power.
无论大的事还是小的事, 我们都会感受到他的能力。
But the most important power of God,
但是神能力最重要的表现,
is to change ourselves.
就是要改变我们自己。
If you experience yourself, start to change.
如果我们能够改变自己,
那所有的事情会改变。 And then you know that God's power is really working on you.
就知道说神, 的能力真的是在显明在我们的身上。
So Paul tells us we must ask God to open our eyes.
所以, 保罗告诉我们说, 我们要求神来开我们的眼睛。
So that you see what kind of hope you have in His calling.
所以我们就知道他的恩召是有何等的指望。
What kind of glorious abundance of His inheritance.
我们就知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What kind of power that He's shown to those who love Him. Believe in Him.
我们就会知道说, 他向我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
May God open our eyes.
愿神来开我们每个人的眼睛。
Let's sing Him.
我们起唱诗,
46.
第46首。
Christ, heal my sight. I was blind, hallelujah, now I see. Jesus Christ, heal my sight. I was blind, but now I see. Sin Jesus Christ has given me sight. I now can see His face. I was blind, but now I see. The Lord through light, the night to day, what joy shine in my face. He will walk the heavenly way to witness all His grace. To Jesus.
Seated.
Now we are going to pray. We pray for tomorrow's Sabbath day worship.